This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday blocked a $110 billion bill to provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. 49 senators voted to approve the measure, while 51 voted against, leaving the bill well short of the 60-vote threshold in the Senate needed to move it forward for a final debate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer issued a dire warning to his colleagues if new military aid for Ukraine is not eventually approved.
If there's a word for what we most need now, it is to be serious. If Republicans in the Senate do not get serious very soon about a national security package, Vladimir Putin is going to walk right through Ukraine and right through Europe.
President Joe Biden said earlier Wednesday that failing to pass the assistance would be the greatest gift the United States could hand Russian President Vladimir Putin in his nearly two-year war against Ukraine. The bill also included some security measures for the U.S. southern border to curb surging, unchecked migration from Mexico into the United States. But some Republican lawmakers in both the Senate and House of Representatives say they will not approve the additional Ukraine assistance without adopting much stricter border controls, such as blocking all illegal migration. Four candidates for the U.S. Republican Party's presidential nomination next year sparred for 2 hours Wednesday in the final debate of the year. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was absent from the event in the U.S. southern state of Alabama, as he has been for the three previous debates. That did not stop former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie from criticizing the former president and accusing the others of being too afraid to criticize him.
This is an angry, bitter man who now wants to be back as president because he wants to exact retribution on anyone who has disagreed with him, anyone who has tried to hold him to account.
This is VOA News. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley was the subject of repeated attacks from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy as they sought to blunt her momentum just weeks before the party's first nominating contest in the Midwestern state of Iowa.
Nikki, you were bankrupt when you left the U.N. After you left the U.N., you became a military contractor. You actually started joining service on the board of Boeing, whose back you scratched for a very long time, and then gave foreign multinational speeches like Hillary Clinton is, and now you're a multimillionaire. That math does not add up. It adds up to the fact that you are corrupt.
Haley has risen in most voter opinion polls and drawn increased interest from donors on the strength of her previous debate performances. But Trump is leading all the candidates by a wide margin in most polls. The Associated Press says the man suspected of fatally shooting three people and wounding another at a university in the western U.S. state of Nevada was a professor who unsuccessfully sought a job at the school. The AP said a law enforcement official with direct knowledge of the investigation said the suspected gunman previously worked in a university in the state of North Carolina. The official spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. Authorities said the suspect went from floor to floor in a building that houses the business school on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. UNLV student Marco Lau told local television station KTNV he was in the building when he heard what he later realized were gunshots.
I heard one thud. I just thought it was, you know, something falling maybe. Then sirens started going off in the building, so I just assumed it was a fire drill. I put my laptop back in my bag, I put it on, and I heard six more loud bangs. So I'm like, oh, this isn't just this serious. So I get out of the room, put my boot back on, and I see a couple cops running up the steps with their guns out.
The gunman was killed in a shootout with UNLV police officers. An unprecedented deadlock over who hosts next year's UN Climate Summit is the elephant in the Expo Center at COP28 in Dubai. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
At COP28 in Dubai, countries are debating huge issues with life-altering consequences, like whether to produce the first global agreement to phase out fossil fuel use. However, participants at the UN Climate Summit are also arguing over something else: where to hold COP29. It's Eastern Europe's turn to host the event next year, according to UN rules. The decision must be unanimous among the countries in the region, but negotiations have been stuck amid war in Ukraine and other regional tensions.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.